Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The dragonfly ran away, but he came back with a story to say. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
Ooh. That is a new one, Juwan. Juwan is always finding new bumps. It's amazing.
I like that one a lot.
KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You are listening to Home. I'm Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, custom home builder, custom home designer, here with you live like I am every weekend, Saturdays from 6 to 8, Sundays from 9 to 11. If you're just joining us, welcome to the second hour of our fine program. Why are we here? I'm here to help as an advocate for you during the difficulties of construction, a design mentor for you, and, you know, just a friend helping you build yourself a more beautiful home, a more beautiful life, and hopefully to be able to do it more affordably and more artfully than you ever imagined. And on that note, this weekend, we have been focusing on remodels gone right. It's something that we do every few months. I refresh for you the principles of what it really takes to have a successful relationship with your contractor, to have a successful remodel. Instead of just all the horror stories out there, we're focusing on positive things that you can and should do. And today, specifically, my special guests in studio, David and Catherine Massey, they are clients of mine. We are still in the process of finishing up their remodel, but it's had a very large phase one. It's going to have a smaller phase two, and we're kind of right in that nexus point where we're finishing up phase one, moving to phase two. And so I thought I would have them in to talk to all of you about what exactly their project was like, because I think it is a remodel that has gone right. They have enjoyed they have been just an absolute pleasure to work with along the way. Guys, part of this whole success that Kat was talking about earlier, about how, Kat, when you said you didn't really have any stresses along the way as we went, I hope part of that is because of how we helped you prepare for the remodel before it got started. We talked about things like finding a place to making sure that whatever it is that we were taking away from the house from you while it's under construction, you had another place to go. Tell me about how that worked with you.
Well, first of all, in preparing for changing areas, we had to purge. I think that's one of the most important things.
Oh, yeah.
To purge as much as you can. And then really what made the experience very pleasurable is that our contractor built us a fully functioning kitchen in our garage. So when we were going to move out of our space for actually what was quoted as 5 weeks, which was fine, ended up being 4 months, which was fine because we had such a great space that we prepared for in our garage of a fully functioning kitchen. So I think purging and preparing your space that you're going to lose is a critical element in making the process easier.
So on any given day, you guys still had a fully functioning kitchen. You had the kitchen while it was there. When we got around to actually doing the demo on it and you no longer had your normal kitchen, you were still functioning. You were still cooking. You were still making everything work. Dave, you look like you have something you want to add to that.
Yeah, I mean, we made it that we had meals together, that was important in our family, that we had meals together, and we just thought about it ahead of time, talked about it with our contractor, and made sure that we had a place that we could still be the family that we are. and didn't have to interrupt that and not be together. And we worked a solution out ahead of time before they did any sort of demo to the kitchen. We knew what we were going to do to replace that when we had to demo the kitchen. And there were reasonable delays, and they didn't impact us. And
right.
it was that discussion and preparation of this is what's going to happen when the kitchen's going to go away, because it's got to go away for a while. And it was wonderful. It was our little bistro outside in our garage. And it was really enjoyable to just be a family there. And it worked great.
Kat, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say we really leaned into it and created our Massey Bistro and invited friends over and
entertained out of your garage.
We did. And it was a great space. And again, I've got to give credit to the forethought of our contractor, seeing that we were going to be out of this space. It was going to be uncomfortable being out of the space. What can they do to make it as easy as possible for us? And I think just having that planning ahead of time really is the key element in all of this.
Right, because like I say, I think that's one of the areas that where people plan the least. And more builders need to hand out this advice. More designers need to hand out this advice. Because life continues. And during this process, which inevitably is going to take longer than estimated, I mean, it's very rare because life happens. Pandemics happen. One supplier starts having trouble and they interrupt the flow of the dominoes falling. And suddenly you're on a, you know, on a delay or on a hold for some reason. There are a thousand reasons why a project can go longer for no fault of anybody, owner, builder, just life. Life happens. And yet, during that process, you're going to go to work, you're going to come home, the kids are doing school, you're all having good days, you're all having bad days, you're all having sick days, and there has to be a place for that to happen. And if there isn't, if you've denied yourself that place, that's when the stress level starts building. Not so much on the first day, but on the third and on the seventh and on the ninth. And the next thing you know, you're itching to just like, get this done! Pressure, and then the relationship starts breaking down. And you lose perspective as well. And we've had that conversation during the course of this project that, yeah, there are going to be delays. Expect delays, okay? It's a general estimate of 5 weeks or so, okay? It took eight or 10 or 12 or whatever. In the big scheme of things, when you're relaxed and you're well-rested, it enables you to step back and say, you know what? So what? What we're doing here for a few weeks or a few months is going to change the way we live for decades to come. This is going to be done at some point in the very near future, and then we are going to be living in it years and years and years from now. All right, a couple more questions that I'm burning to ask you guys, and we're going to do it right on the other side of the break. I am so glad you joined us this morning. So much more to come. You're listening to Home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was looking for my glasses, and they were just right here in my pocket. Yes. KFI. All right, everybody, calm down. Sit down. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, at your service. So glad you joined us this morning. We're talking about remodels gone right with my special in-studio guests, David and Catherine Massey, whose claim to fame is that they're just finishing up, you know, among other things. You guys are famous for other things. But you're just finishing up a huge phase of your remodel, and it's been a real positive experience. Me working with you, you working with us, and working with your builder, all of that. So I want to talk a little bit more about that from a positive perspective. I know there's somebody out there, it's probably a dude, who's sitting there listening to me right now next to his wife, who said, you see? That, you see what those people were talking about? You know, they invited him in just to deal with the trash compactor, and now they've remodeled the entire first floor of the house. That is why we're not going to remodel our house, Marge. I don't know why her name is Marge. I don't know. It could be Karen. Oh, that would be a whole other situation. Anyway.
We do have a Karen.
There has been a domino effect at your place as we went on, because originally it was just half of that. And okay, why did it change though? Was I pushing you to spend more money and to do more stuff, or was it the fact that when we get the design right, it starts opening up all sorts of possibilities, and the dominoes do what I like them to do, which is they start falling all in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. Kat, just speak to that.
Well, actually, I think what happened was you opened our eyes to answer what we were really looking for, which was to open our space, use more than half our house, bring in elements that would fit with the story that we were trying to tell, which is to have an inviting, comfortable home. And we were blocked there with that wall that was there. And when you introduced it, I embraced it right away. And David came around a little bit later. But then you introduced some other ideas. And I was thrilled. I signed me up. Show me the pictures, and I wanted everything. And actually, we pretty much took everything because it made sense. It made sense for how we function in our home. And you suggested it. We didn't realize it before. But when you get an outside perspective, that's what we needed.
Right. And now you guys were in the situation, the preferable situation of, when I say, listen, we don't have to do this right now, guys, but I just want you to see what's possible now, now that we've made this fundamental change, now that we've corrected the bones here, the more you guys move in through this flow and see this floor plan differently, the more and more things are going to come to your mind like, oh my gosh, we could do this for the first time. You were just telling me during the break, a couple of breaks ago, that you sat on a sofa, the new sofa in the new living room, for the first time, up against one wall that you'd never sat on before, and you'd never looked across the room from that direction. And it was like, being in a new home, sort of?
Eye-opener. I had, for 13 years, we've lived in that house, and I have never seen that perspective. And I think it's my favorite because I can see the entire first floor and see out our windows to our gorgeous backyard. It just opened my eyes to a whole new perspective.
David, we had talked also during the break about constant communication just being an important factor of this. Real quickly, just tell me how that has worked for you.
Well, it's been terrific because we understand how you're thinking. You explain things to us. The contractor, Jason, will explain things to us and say, this is what we're doing. And that's carried to other areas in the house because we've thought and talked and say, hey, should we do this? Should we do this? And then we have that communication with you guys. We have that communication with him. And that helps us get what we want because we understand what the options are. And so that good communication with the designer, with the contractor, helps us understand what the options are. So we make decisions on what's going to work. And it's been terrific because it's opened other areas up and we've made small tweaks or big tweaks that has improved our house so much. And it's interesting because we have 3,000 square feet. Now we have all of it. Before we had about 2,000 square feet.
Practically speaking, that was true. And I think that's why you guys are so happy with it, because now you have your whole house. The whole house is working. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about two things. I want you to build during the break here a little list of things you just want to make people aware of, things that are going to happen. You had mentioned something about dust and a couple other items like that. We're going to talk about that. And then I also, in the short time we'll have, I want to talk about the powder room wallpaper.
Oh,
And from a very specific, I have a very specific goal in mind. So if you want to hear the drama of the powder room wallpaper, stay tuned. We got more coming. I'm so glad you joined us this morning. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Whoever you were talking to before now, doesn't mean a thing, you're at the guest house. You can dish whatever's got you stressed out. KFI, AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. We're talking remodels gone right today with my special in-studio guests, David and Catherine Massey, who are clients of ours and who are, yes, there you go. Look, they're all applauding you guys. Clients of ours who've just finished up a major phase of their remodel. We're actually still in the thick of it with them. But they're here to, you know, testify, to witness to the fact that there is such a thing as a remodel that can go right. And we're trying to just sort of, you know, deconstruct it a little bit for you so that you understand there are specific reasons. It's not just the luck of the draw. There are reasons that a remodel goes right. So, all right. So I said I wanted to hit your list of things that you want to let people know about. I'll put that on hold for a second. I'm just dying to talk about the powder room wallpaper, okay? Because every project has at least one hitch. At least one hitch. Ours has gone relatively smoothly with a couple of exceptions, the powder room being one of them. We've got this bold, exciting plan for the powder room, which we're still enacting. We haven't changed the plan. But the wallpaper that was selected looks beautiful. It turned out to be a wallpaper that didn't perform well on the wall. We put it up, it fell down. We put it up, and it's not because we didn't have an expert wallpaperer doing the work. It's just it turned out to be a piece of material that just wasn't living up to snuff. And it has been a frustration because we tried several different ways of getting it to work, and it just didn't work, okay? You guys, I'm saying this because I want everybody to know, you guys took it in stride. And we're still redoing the powder room with a different wallpaper, and it's going to be fabulous. But the reason why I'd like to think that you guys took it in stride, other than just being the awesomeness that you are, is that we've had a conversation, an ongoing conversation about perspective and about expectations on a job. And I'm going to use this quote that I pulled from a builder who was speaking at the International Builder Show a few weeks ago. I love this quote. I told him I was going to steal it from him. He said, listen, make sure you tell your clients, if you want absolute perfection out of design and materials, go buy a car and then live in it. Because a car manufacturer has the freedom to plan for years to build a certain car, to collect all the materials, have it completely under their control, and then execute it 100,000 times in a row on an assembly line. If you need that kind of perfection, go live in a car. A home that has tens of thousands of materials coming from all sorts of different places, ending up in one place in a very short period of time, a home is at best an experiment. Every home, every build, every remodel is an experiment. And we've talked about that from the beginning, that, hey, you know what? We're going to do this, and sometimes the experiment is going to just blossom in front of us in absolute beauty. Sometimes it's going to explode in the laboratory, and other times we're going to expect a big flash, and we get a psh, and it fizzles. The powder room wallpaper fizzled. So I'm just emphasizing the fact that that you guys took it in stride. So, you know, give me your perspective on it.
So here's the thing. We loved the wallpaper that you presented to us. It's going to give a moody effect. We loved it. And we tried. And then we realized it just wasn't going to work. So we had the communication with designers and the person that installed it and decided we just need to go a different route. And we just kind of gave into the process. The communication is really what was the key to it. We were kept abreast of, you know, how they tried, and it just wasn't going to work. So my point is that you just kind of have to lean into it, let it go. And actually, the wallpaper that we chose now is even better than what it was before. So I kind of think it happened for a reason.
I think the other part of that that was terrific was the communications, because when we weren't happy with it, we didn't have to say, well, we're just going to live with it. You know, Catherine, we're just going to live with this and the papers up and forget about it. We talked to Jason and we said, hey, here's our concerns with it. We talked to you guys and immediately as well, we want to make sure it's how you want it to be. Not, well, that's sorry, this is the standard you're going to have to live with. The communication allowed us to say, you know, we really don't like it. And it was, okay, let's figure out how we can make it work, because the end product was very important. And everybody had permission to say, this didn't work and let's move on and figure out how to make it work.
There you go. You guys had a short list of things that you want to let people know to expect during the process. Lay it on us.
Dust. And then on top of that, more dust.
One of the great things that they did was they put up a big plastic barrier on the second floor that had this wonderful zipper door. And when the guys were downstairs working, we were living upstairs and we closed that off. And it actually did reduce the dust a lot, but there's a lot of dust in this. The other thing that was really helpful, because we worked with a designer, two very good designers,
I heard he's a hack.
It's not true. Little animated, but great guy. The great part is that we knew what we wanted before anybody broke any drywall. And so we ordered all of the sinks, all of the faucets, the designs were made. We picked out knobs. We picked out handles. And a lot of the stuff was delivered and has actually been waiting. And so when it came point for the installation, it was right there. They didn't have to read it off a spec sheet and hope that they put the holes right in the countertop. It was right there, and we didn't have to guess about it. So pre-ordering was nice. And the other part is it didn't slow the process down. As long as you got a place to store it, order as much as you can ahead of time, because then it doesn't delay the process, and they've got the specs there. So that was one of the things that I thought was really, really important in that. The other part is patience. Just have patience in this process, because the end product is the most important thing, not how quick it gets done. It is not a race. So how fast you finish the project is not something to brag about. It's the end product that you want to brag about.
It may seem at times, and we have this perspective conversation, okay, we're going to have to do this thing. Clients are like, I don't know if should we go ahead and fix this or just get it done? And I try and have this conversation like, guys, if we do this thing, it's going to delay us 2 weeks. It's going to delay the project 2 weeks. I only want you to answer this question 3 years from now. Will you care? Will it matter? If 3 years from now, you are still staring at that thing that you shoulda, coulda, woulda done, but didn't, okay? Or... yeah, fine. Take a deep breath. Let's pause. Let's let this thing get like the powder room wallpaper. Let's just get it right. And guess what? Guess what you get after that? After that, the patience of that 2 or 3 week delay, you get to live with a beautiful powder room for the rest of your days in your casa. And that ends up making a world of difference. All right, some closing thoughts from Dave and Catherine when we come back, and some closing thoughts from me too, also. I'm so glad you joined us this morning. We got more of Remodels Gone Right when we return. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The House Whisperer.
I heard the elephant, and then I heard a splash. What, do you jump into a pool?
It confused me.
Welcome home. We've been talking all weekend, really, about remodels gone right. Today, been here with my very good friends, clients, great clients, special guests, David and Catherine Massey, talking about their remodel gone right. Guys, just some closing thoughts, lightning round. What do you want to underscore about everything regarding your project?
Manage your expectations. Just know that it will eventually be what you want, and don't get caught in the minutiae. So just let it go.
Let it go.
I think the other thing that's been really helpful is communication with our contractor, Jason. We talk to him probably every day or every other day. Those conversations every other day are small, what's going to happen next. And then sometimes we sit down every couple of weeks and talk about the bigger picture of what's going to happen and what's the flow of things. And those help us get a comfort level of where we're going.
So true. Manage expectations, set up the right perspective. So I'm going to give you guys on air right now in front of everyone what your next set of expectations are, because we're closing out phase one. We're moving on to phase two. But in regards to phase one and the whole project, warranties, user's manual, and the shakedown cruise. The most important thing being the shakedown cruise. You know, so the last segment I was talking about the fact that every home, every remodel is an experiment. It's like a ship that we have built in dry dock, right? And then, boom, we splash it into the water. You guys are in it. You're living in it. And here is the expectation. Things are going to happen. Your first year or so in the new remodel, I want you to see as a shakedown cruise. It is the first cruise. And we call it a shakedown cruise in sailing because the shipbuilders know once this thing gets out to sea, now we're really going to find out once the wind and the waves start pushing on it and there's pressure, we're going to find a leak or two. We're going to find something misaligned, you know, and it's going to happen. We've put brand new lumber. Here's one item. Brand new lumber and walls hanging off of drywall hanging off that lumber into a home whose existing walls have dried out for 20 plus years, right? So as the new stuff starts to dry and shrinks a little bit, we're going to get cracks in the drywall. We're going to get a split tape seam somewhere. We're going to get those kinds of things. A door may work one day and rub the next day because something has shifted a little bit as life settles in. And those are not the kinds of things that you look at and go, oh my gosh, this thing is falling apart. What kind of construction was done here? No, this is what you understand. It's a shakedown cruise. Your builder, Jason, he's going to be right there. He's going to come in. It's like, yeah, we're going to pull off that tape. We're going to retape the wall. Good as new. And off we go. But this is what we're going to expect in the next year or so. Little things, just little things, are going to beep, boop, boop, you know, as we sail this thing into the future. Eventually, that's all going to settle down. The house, the old and the new, they're going to mate. They're going to settle into each other. And it's smooth sailing from there on out. So there you go. Free gift with purchase. All right, everybody. I'm going to leave you with this thought today. It's a blustery day. When I sat down this morning to think these thoughts, I looked outside at everything being whipped around in the wind, and my first thought was, it's a blustery day. Spring is almost here. Today's bluster means that a lot of seeds are going to end their day a good distance from where they started it, carried by wisps and gusts that rise and fall and swirl in every imaginable direction. And as I watched that drama play out, I couldn't help but think that in some ways, my life is like a seed in the wind, intending to land in one place, but ending up somewhere else. And I thought, it hasn't really been the storms that have altered my course, though there have been a few of those. It was mostly just the bluster. The day-to-day bluster of life has a way of carrying us along in incremental, seemingly inconsequential gusts, just a few feet, and a few feet more, a few feet more again. Never ever in a straight line. And before you know it, life is not what you had planned. It's because of the bluster that Tina and I check in with each other every once in a while to see if we're still where we want to be, to see if we're still enjoying our life, if we're living our best life. It's a question worth asking because even though none of us have control over the bluster, we are not merely seeds in the wind. We have a mind, we have a will, we have the ability to move, even sometimes, if necessary, move against the wind. It's an important question to ask because our days are short and life is for living. And I think that's why I enjoy what I do so much, to be able to help people like the Masseys redefine their lives after a certain amount of bluster has taken place. Think of what a bold idea that is, to combine equal parts introspection and imagination and creativity with the allocation of precious resources and a measure of sheer force of will, all with the singular intention of walking against the wind to remodel and reshape a life. Now, no remodeling project is perfect. Every project has its share of bluster, working to move us where we had no intention of going. But at the end of the day, if we've put in the work and we've stayed the course, we get to magically reinvent this place we call home. Home is shelter. It's story. It's your story. Home is, to me, the most sacred of places because it is the place that upholds and protects and launches your life. And on days like today, home is a place that holds me safely, comfortably away from the bluster and gives me space and time to think about other things like what comes next. And what comes next for me, I think, is a mushroom and onion frittata and some conversation with good friends. What comes next for you, I don't know. But if it's not a literal remodel, I hope it has all the earmarks of a good remodel. A little dust, a little crazy, a little sweat, all to create something new, something fresh, something fit and ready for the next leg of your journey. The lesson of the remodel is a simple one. You'll never have control of the bluster, but neither are you helpless against it. So whenever, wherever the wind has blown you, do whatever you need to get your bearings, account for the bluster, and plan to reshape whatever needs changing so you can find home again. And when you're done building your remodel, move in, take shelter from the bluster, and then get busy building yourself a beautiful life. Everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next weekend.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.